I am also depend on money. Unfortunately, I have two children. I must pay rent for the flat, so I cannot do things for. It would be great if I have a basic income. I would make better films and have this for. If you make an example out of my history, my profession, I would make better films. I am sure. I could. I'm free, and I could write things not because of the topic. One a commissioning editor in a broadcasting station is interested in, or so, and says to me, because of my own feeling. Like I was a young boy in my room and reading a dictionary, and say, "Oh, what's this?" And so I'm going out. And so, and not because of commercial values or broadcasting values. And so what I want to say before.
We were came wondering to me. How you make a living.
Yes, yes, I'm wondering too. yes.
Because you do need money.
Yes, I need money, but I'm a really bad consumer.
Yeah. And, buy stuff or you don't buy stuff?
I don't buy stuff. I also educate my daughters to use their old stuff and repair things and not to have the newest iPhone or so, or to have a boyfriend who can buy them the iPhone.
Go find yourself a rich boyfriend.
Yeah, yes. But I think the problem is the heart goes everywhere else, but not. No, I want to educate them to good persons and to curious persons and to not to lose the faith in them, in themselves, and to do what they are feeling to do, what their talent, what their what they feel that they should do on this planet. And I can also learn a lot of my 9-year-old daughter, from my 9-year-old daughter, because she said one interesting sentence, but I think it was 1 year ago. She said, "Yes, Papa, it's clear. My mother goes to this point. She pays that she can do her work." And I want to. First, I was angry because of that she did not understand the world. But this was this alien view. Clearly, the people have to pay money that they can work, that they can do the things they like to do. She could not imagine that it's completely the other way. And I said, yes, always she, your mother is complaining, and so can you imagine she pays for this? But this should be the normal state of work. And so I think I'm doing such a thing, like an alien view on this planet. So like a documentary satire, but I think humor and it's more, yes, it could be more, have more effects on people, because if you see here a lot of documentaries arguing and in a logical way, I think people are really affected by emotional things, and humor is also emotional things, to laugh. And
yes, but the satire, it was there was a scene shown in the film last night, which was of a kind of like a training,
yes,
supermarket.
Yes. Real life center. Yes.
Yeah, the real life center, yes. That's right. And basically it was people learning how to be on checkout and,
yeah,
do the supermarket. But it wasn't like a proper supermarket. the goods fake. Just circulated. Yeah. It was just completely fake. Yeah. But that was real, wasn't it? So it wasn't satire.
No.
And I can think of examples in the UK when people set up false work situations and nobody, it doesn't make sense to anybody.
Yes, yes.
But, and this was the other point that you made in the film, the only point that it had was to keep the people who ran the supermarket in a job. You know?
It's a big business in Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
These measurements for these trainings for unemployed people.
Trainings
there's
for
a whole industry.
We've got loads of that stuff.
This is it's really crazy. Yeah, and the trick is, I said also to her, that they these people are out of the statistics. I guarantee you, if you put these people back to the statistics, the unemployment rate in Germany is double as it is now.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lie. And I think with an alien view, I could not. It's for me. It's difficult to. I think it could also generate an like this film. I saw. I think it was an American film. The Company. It's a psychological satirical view on the phenomena. Company. What is a company? It's a really crazy thing. It's irrational movements and hire and fire people and go to the other countries and so what's this? And I think I will generate this satirical view, but also show ways out of this matrix. and especially people who are living like it's also a paradox. Like people like me who can, or people like Tom Hodgkins. It's the top of this capitalistic world. It's also strange. Karl Marx, he told about this new people in the morning working in the field, hunting, in the afternoon making music, in the evening writing and criticizing. And these people, like Tom Hodgkins and me, we only could do this because of the capitalistic world, because we get our money from broadcasting companies, we get our money from funds, we get their money from... do not know.
So will you... So you might think about making something which will use satire to set up some situation.
Good view. Also, not only to show the thing is bad. It will be another step in my work as a work. I said a work. In my profession would be more humorous.
In your portfolio.
Yeah. In my doing something in life and using media.
You have... you started off, I can't remember the phrase that you used. Instead of work, it was... positive action or
Human activity.
Human activity.
I think one of my favorite interview partners was Benjamin Honeycutt from Iowa, and when he talks about the bees, we are like the bees. But we are not like the bees because we have a brain. We are intelligent and we are free, and we can decide what's useful for society and what we want to produce, not in a communistic way, but I think everybody has a feeling what is useful and what is harmful. And so, I think we should use these possibilities in us, and this could be a big chance to generate more happiness, more social glue in society, because I think people are, yes, we have a high level of income and wealth, but we don't feel that we're living. We have to create extreme feelings with sexuality or bungee jumping or going to Brazil jungle or so. We don't feel it in our surrounding. We have to create a new sensitivity to feel these moments. And yes, and I think that's why we are similar in Great Britain. You're also a great romantics. And we are not only working machines in Germany. We are also a nation of thinkers and romantics. And so this is a good platform for thinking about. It was also a good platform for our bad history. Yes. But also now it's because we learn. I think we learn from our history. We had to learn. We are forced to learn. I think we learned from this. It's also because we have everything behind us. We were digging in the thickest mud of the history, so we knew we don't make the same faults as we did before, and so we have the chance to create new things, better things, ecology, economic, social things, and so, and not going on like this. And I think our politicians, they knew this, this whole world system is running now out of order, because I read a book about 147 companies are running this world, not the politicians are running this world. And trusts, the top nine are trusts and banks. And so...
But
I think you can also reach these people. If the banker is, I had some, for example, I think it was 1 year ago, I had, they invited me, a human resource management agency invited me with my film for their opening. And I came there like an alien, like this. I came from the train, and they wanted to provoke me and use them for their, create new productivity, new creativity in the people. This is our aim. And I said, no, shit. More idleness, more playing the ukulele.
So how did they respond?
And the effect was, you cannot convince them with logic arguments. But I had a trick, because there was a large buffet with food, and I invited two friends of mine, unemployed actresses, but good-looking actresses. And I came. They came. They were eating a lot and drinking a lot. Two of the guys, they fell in love with them. But I said, now we have to go to the clubs. And then, in Berlin. And they asked themselves, in front of their woman, what is this guy doing? And so I think one of them, he wanted to get the telephone number of this friend of mine, and he said, no, yeah. First, you have to change your life. Then.
We call that the honey trap.
Yeah. Yes. And I think, yes, even it's also a pity, for example, Tom Hodgkinson is a real idol. He's really, he's not a betrayer or a fake person. But I also wanted to visit him because he returned to London with his wife. It's also the honey trap. And he has such a huge amount of things to do with his idol academy. Idol's Academy. I get 3 emails a week from the Idol's Academy.
He's working so hard.
He's working so hard because when you go from Devon to London, you have to pay a lot of rent for this Idler's Cafe, and this is what you mentioned before. Yes, you'll be more productive and struggle, but I think I think if you ask 5 years later or so, his and his wife, where was it happier, in Devon or in London? I think, yeah. Devon, where the children can go out and where it can live our lives, not what society, a big city could also be a chance, it could also be a trap.
Do you know, I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but you have, what you said there has really made me think about the language that we use,
yes,
because we're having difficulties finding alternative words.
And I
will do some research around that, because I'm thinking, what are the alternative words? But you've also challenged, as an alien, challenged my kind of worldview. So I was kind of, as I started, I was sort of half I agreed with you, and then I was not so sure about some of it. And so your good work. is, I think, in challenging people.
Yes, or to have your own borders when you feel comfortable. Challenge, really? For me, the symbol for good work is this man making cheese. He makes really excellent cheese. He has the decision. I can hire another man producing more, but he risks to lose his good life. In Germany, there's also not the expression of good work, but the expression of good life. What means good life? And I think this is more essential. It's not a work-life balance, it's a life balance. What means good life? It means also to get respect, to have time, to be secure, healthy, and so. And all these aspects were provided by work before, but less and less. And so you have to find what is a good life. And it's also challenging to be curious, not to feel like a machine. And this man who makes cheese is a good, he's a philosopher. Yes. And he decides to stop at this moment, because when he hires another person, he could also run a factory with his cheese, with his good cheese, but he decides to stay in his little cheese making farm and have a good life.
That reminds me of a story about the businessman comes and finds the fisherman.
Yes, and it's the story from Heinrich Böll.
Yeah.
And from Heinrich Böll I have also, it's the anecdote to decline the morality of work, and I made the film to decline the morality of work.
Right.
Yes, and it's, we have the chance, because we got through this process of being productive, creative, more and more, and grasping these more and more things, and yes, it must. Yes, it's also a long way to go back or going further in a new society. We can't expect it goes. And I'm also not going with these arguments of Tom Hodgkinson. He wants to return to a medieval world. It was a cruel world.
Yes.
Yes, and people had to work. Perhaps not like in the industrial world, but it was a cruel world.
Yes.
And they had a life expectation of 40 years or 35 years. And so I don't want to return. We have to use our advantages and our free mind and our productivity. And I hope this... Yes, you think the Americans or US Americans are stupid, but if you see the two interview partners, I think also it could also be a chance because we are in the middle of Europe. We are Germans or also in England. We are surrounded by a lot of things. The European Union, Ukraine, and I think what is the advantage of the American way of thinking is this free, the land of the in a positive way, the land of the free thinking. We can try it. And we in Europe, we have things, but they're doing it.
That is very true. Yes. That is very true.
And I think it could also be a chance to involve more and more people from the United States. Because they have also this feeling, like in Detroit, think about Apple is staying there. If Apple get more, if Apple has the feeling, or the company has the feeling, we can produce in China. They produce in China, and don't pay taxes to the and no national feeling and no. This is, I think, it's also a big chance because. We are at the top of this modern world and not like here or in China. Here is also the feeling, yes, we going, we want to be also the player of a global player, or we want to play the same game the big players play. But in China you see it within 20 or 25 years of opening economy, they go up and go now going down, and we have another history, and we have to use this history, and also you. If you say we had the British Empire and now we have, we are now like a little.
We have cheesemakers, though. We have very good cheesemakers. We will exchange our Cheshire cheese. And that, in a way, is what it comes down to, isn't it? If you money got in the way, didn't it? Because we were making things, and so your cheesemaker could trade with somebody, with a baker, somebody who made bread. But money started to become... the currency.
If you look in the future, if you think of a 3D plotter making your things or making cheese, yes, it could be. It's absurd that the people define themselves by the things they do.
Yeah, we're human beings, not human doings.
Yes, this is
less
the thing.
To-do lists and.
If we are only human doings, you can't survive in your brain, we also can't go back in a transcendent religious way. Often people do this; they go back to Catholicism or. Buddhism, and so we have to think about. I think it's a new epoch of humanity, to redefine what humanity means, and perhaps in a romantic way, but also in a clear, realistic way, because we can only survive with our other human beings, and not have a view we are only rats competing and having this rat race, and also it's also redefining, this is the honey trap also, redefining also what women want. I think women are also have a big influence on this world, indirectly, not in a direct way, but and so yes, so I educate my daughters to have a influence in a better way, and so yes, I hope they can. My big daughter is a little bit influenced by the system, but she also gets out. And my little daughter, she's really she's like a mirror for me, and so I'm very sensitive what she says and what my big daughter. We have to grow her up, and it goes so fast. Suddenly she is 16, and so whoops. And don't want to telephone with the father or so. I think this is the way to also my part perhaps my little daughter could be the main actress in this film.
Yes.
Good idea.
Yes.
So it was for me a good work, this interview. I also got ideas.
That's a great thing to end on. Thank you so much for